Into the third quarter of Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, Milwaukee leading Atlanta 61-56. So still 11-odd minutes to go in that third quarter, 61-56. The Bucks leading the Hawks in that one. Plenty of rugby around at the moment and coming our way. Of course, the three-test series between Australia and France is on the cards. Don't forget to Aqua Rugby down there at Manly along the shoreline later on in the year, November 5 and 6. You'll be hearing a lot about this because a lot of people are already talking about it. AquaRugby.com is the place to go to check it out. The Junior Wallabies are also getting ready to take the field over the course of the next few weeks. Former Australian player and coach of our National Under-20 team, Nathan Gray, joins me on the line. Nathan, welcome to the program.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Whitey. It's always good to be on.
As Australian Under-20s coach, you're currently on the road. So bring the listeners up to speed on what you're up to at the moment. You also had to pretty much bail out of Sydney and get cracking so you can get some games under your belt.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with the whole COVID scare thing happening, Rugby Australia decided to get the New South Wales contingent of the Junior Wallabies Under-20s out of Sydney and get them into Queensland, where we were to go into camp this Sunday anyway, for preparation for two games against New Zealand, one on the 6th of July and on the 10th of July, which is a sort of an abbreviated Oceania tournament, but still we get the opportunity to wear that gold jersey and smash some Kiwis.
Which I know you love doing, and unfortunately we haven't been able to do that at Super Rugby level, the Wallabies level as well. How is the under 20 side placed? There is a lot of emerging talent coming through in our junior levels.
Yeah, you're exactly right. The you know, the quality of what the Junior Wallaby program can produce is, you know, is evident in the number of guys who are, you know, now in that Wallaby program from sort of last year and going into this year, a lot of graduates from the 20s program. So that's a really positive sign. And this year's crop is equally as strong. We've got a good mix of guys from all over the country, from, you know, Super Rugby programs, academies and clubs who were sort of handpicked. And, yeah, it's really exciting.
In terms of the future for Australian rugby, there's not a lot on the radar that people are getting excited about. And we'll get to know more, of course, when the Wallabies play the French in a few weeks' time. However, what you're seeing at your level, I'm tipping that you have a bit of a different take on it. You're very, very passionate about Australian rugby, and I'm tipping that you're seeing some good light at the end of the tunnel. Am I right, Crazy?
Yeah, look, I'm a glass half full guy, and I'm so keen to sort of help shape these young guys around what it means to play for your country and represent, you know, represent a lot of people who love the game. And I think, you know, we just need to be a little bit more, give the guys a little bit more understanding of what it means and how important it is. And they're keen and they're willing, and that's the exciting part. It's just a matter of shaping it all and getting them pointing in the right direction and giving them the tools to be able to display that. So, yeah, and that's one of the most exciting things about coaching is you get that opportunity to do that. So, yeah, mate, I'm pumped and I can't wait for the guys to display that.
In terms of the Wallabies, it's going to be three test matches against France in 11 days. So a really quick turnaround from those. And the French have only picked, well, they've picked a pretty inexperienced squad, mate. 42-man squad. There's only 167 tests between them. Do you reckon they're taking this as serious as they should?
Oh, no, they'll be good, mate. They're a good bloody side. They're really building again. They're a lot of the players that are in their squad have been graduates from a very successful French under-20s program. So the future's looking great for them, and they played some exceptional footy throughout the Six Nations. You know, they're going to be a very, very competitive side, and it's exciting. You know, they're seen in Europe as, you know, if not the strongest team over there at the moment. So, you know, they'll be coming over here with a real clear plan of how they want to play and going about it. And it's going to be exciting for the Australian rugby public to see that.
When you look at what happened in Super Rugby, let's take the Waratahs out of this because they're just going through a period that you know, clubs do, don't they? And states do. They're in that cycle at the moment. So hopefully they can kick out of that. But when you look across the board at the performances of Super Rugby, as we head into these test matches, do you think that there's an opportunity here for players who didn't have a lot of fun throughout Super Rugby can turn it on at the national level?
Yeah, mate. Watching a lot of the performances and whatnot was frustrating, pissed me off, and made me angry. But look, the reality is, you know, the grass is green, the lines are marked. What you display on the field is totally up to you as an individual, and then as a collective, as a team. So, you know, we just need to be better, need to be harder, quicker, more urgent to the contacts, and more willing for the contest. So. And I think those things are within every one of the individuals. It's just a matter of harnessing that and getting it going forward. And, you know, the Junior Wallaby guys did a session with the Wallabies at Sanctuary Cove the other day, the New South Wales guys, because we're here as well. And you know, those guys are training hard and they're preparing very well. So Dave's going to have them chomping at the bit and ready to go. So, you know, it's really exciting.
And a quick one, we look further ahead to November. There's going to be this Aqua Rugby Festival, which we're following here at SEN. AquaRugby.com is where you can get your tickets now. It's going to be in our backyard, just down next to Manly Wharf there. I reckon it's going to be awesome, mate. And I'm just wondering, where do you sit on this? Do you sit on the super yacht side, or are you on the or are you on the shoreline side? You're a man of the people.
Mate, I don't care which side, but just get there, because it's going to be awesome. Yeah, the image, you know, what Jimmy Galvin and his crew are putting together with Aqua Rugby, it's going to be really unique. It's going to be exciting and really showcase a lot of what rugby's about. You know, it's about tough, competitive, getting stuck into each other, but it's also about having fun and enjoying each other's company. And, you know, what better opportunity to smash someone who's carrying the ball and tackle them into the water and then drown each other while you're trying to get back into the game. So, yeah, it's going to be a great spectacle and really looking forward to being involved. I'd like to think I could play, but I'm no chance. I'll be on a super yacht, yes, having a glass of, or having a beer and enjoying watching them get stuck in.
It's, well, I was worried there you're going to say a glass of champagne or something, because that's what goes on a super yacht. You're more a beer guy. Good on you, mate. Great to catch up today. We'll stay in touch and best of luck with the 20s.
No worries, thanks. My super yacht might be a tinny with a little 6 horsepower on the back, so no worries.
Save a seat for me.
Beautiful.